This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In an escalating standoff with Washington, North Korea has told the United Nations Nuclear Agency to remove surveillance cameras from a nuclear plant believed to have been used in a former nuclear weapons program. Yesterday, Pyongyang threatened to restart the nuclear reactors that it shut down in 1994 in the face of threatened military action by Washington. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
North Korea threatened to restart its nuclear reactors in response to a decision by the U.S. and its allies to suspend fuel shipments to North Korea, promised in 1994 in exchange for a nuclear weapons freeze by Pyongyang. The shipments were suspended after North Korea admitted that it had a new program underway to develop enriched uranium, a prime ingredient for nuclear weapons. In a standard show of brinksmanship, the North threatened to restart the reactors just 2 days after the Bush administration formally released a new national security strategy, endorsing preemptive strikes to stop the spread of weapons of mass destruction. Nonetheless, U.S. officials say they are determined to resolve this crisis peacefully. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told reporters in Qatar that President Bush has been in touch with the leaders of Japan, Russia, South Korea, and China in an effort to give diplomacy a fair chance.
I have no idea when any country, including the United States, would make a judgment that the diplomatic effort, which is underway, can't bear fruit.
Peter Hayes of the Nautilus Institute for Sustainable Development and International Security says he sees no inconsistency between the current U.S. diplomacy and the administration's strategy of preemptive action.
The strategy that was laid out is actually directly continuous with past American declaratory policy, which is that the United States reserves the right of first use of nuclear weapons in whatever contingencies it judges it needs to use them.
The administration has made clear that it will judge each situation on its merits. Robert Einhorn of the Center for Strategic and International Studies agrees that Iraq is not North Korea. Einhorn was Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation under President Clinton.
In terms of military risk, the risks involved in dealing with Iraq are manageable, but the military risks of dealing with North Korea are not manageable.
Partly because North Korea is believed to have one or two nuclear weapons, Einhorn says, but especially because of the vast array of North Korean artillery aimed at South Korea's capital and 37,000 U.S. troops.
This conventional force would make any conventional military conflict on the Korean Peninsula very dangerous, very destructive, and that's one of the reasons that we regard military means as the very last resort.
Ashton Carter of Harvard University served at the Defense Department in 1994, when possible war with North Korea was averted when the North agreed to freeze its nuclear program. Carter says preemption is a legitimate arrow in the American quiver. But the crisis with Pyongyang today, he says, is not as dire as in 94, because Pyongyang has not yet tampered with plutonium that it already has to make it usable for bombs.
Were they to do that, they could, within a very short number of weeks, produce plutonium and therefore nuclear weapons. That would be a much more dangerous move. So by the move they've taken today, they've nudged closer to that fateful move. But we're not at the brink yet that we were in 1994. The trick is to use the time that we have to seek a diplomatic solution.
Kurt Campbell, who served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Asian and Pacific Affairs in the late 90s, says China could be instrumental in any diplomacy because China, he says, provides Pyongyang with vital fuel and food assistance.
One of the things that we've seen over the last couple of weeks with U.S.-China relations improving so substantially is that Washington has made clear that one of the things they expect from Beijing is a firmer hand in trying to rein the North Koreans in. And I can tell you from meetings this week with senior Chinese officials who are visiting their Washington counterparts that they are most unhappy with what they view as provocative behavior on the part of the North Koreans.
Kurt Campbell says that Washington probably could resolve the nuclear standoff with Pyongyang alone if the Bush administration would talk to North Korea. But administration officials say there will be no dialogue until the North verifiably dismantles its nuclear weapons programs. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.